Here is how one history of the period describes the advent of timesharing. This was not just a revolution, it was a revelation. Forget the operator, the card decks, the wait. With timesharing, you could sit at your teletype, bang in a couple of commands, and get an answer then and there. Timesharing was interactive. A program could ask for a response, wait for you to type it in, act on it while you waited, and show you the result all in real time. This is where Michigan came in, because Michigan was one of the first universities in the world to switch over to timesharing. By 1967, a prototype of the system was up and running. By the early 1970s, Michigan had enough computing power that 100 people could be programming simultaneously in the computer center. In the late 60s, early 70s, I don't think there was anywhere else that was exactly like Michigan. Mike Alexander, who was one of the pioneers at Michigan in setting up the university's computer system, said, "Maybe MIT, maybe Carnegie Mellon, maybe Dartmouth. I don't think there were any others." This was the opportunity that greeted Bill Joy when he arrived on the Ann Arbor campus in the fall of 1971. He hadn't chosen Michigan because of its computers. He had never done anything with computers in high school. He was interested in math and engineering and biology. But when the programming bug hit him in his freshman year, he found himself, by the happiest of accidents, in one of the few places in the world where a 17-year-old could program all he wanted. "Do you know what the difference is between the computing cards and timesharing?" Joy says. "It's the difference between playing chess by mail and speed chess." Programming wasn't an exercise in frustration anymore. It was fun. "I lived in the North Campus, and the computer center was in the North Campus," Joy went on. "How much time did I spend there? Oh, a phenomenal amount of time. It was open 24 hours. I would stay there all night and just walk home in the morning.